Hello, thank you for listening to this sermon from our Revive service. We hope it helps you learn more about God and allow you to grow closer to Him and in your faith.
Well, good morning. Good to see each of you. My name is Aaron Barner. I have the great privilege of being the senior pastor here at West Hill. We're so glad that you've joined us. A special morning as we welcome Bill and Becky Petit with us. I looked it up and I couldn't believe it when I read it. God sent you. You guys started in Japan in 1990. You must have been 5 and 6 years old. Really, really special. 35 years they have committed their lives in ministry in Japan there. And I just, I want to thank you. 35 years of your faithfulness, of God's faithfulness in your lives and your willingness to allow God to continue to use you. And that speaks to me, and it should speak to us as we think about 35 years. Some of you aren't even 35. Now, I know a few of you are, but we won't get on that today. But we are in for a treat because not only are Bill and Becky here, but their daughter Danielle and her husband, I wrote it out, and I'm still going to say it wrong, but I'm going to try. All of our people know that I have trouble even speaking English. I make up my own words when I preach, let alone try to speak a foreign language. Takuya. All right. I really wanted you to clap for them and for their 35 years, and you didn't do it. Don't clap for me, but Takuya is going to come and share testimony, too, at one point. Danielle and Becky are going to sing and minister to us. They're going to start with a video and just give us a little glimpse of what's been going on. And so so we look forward to this time. I pray, you know, as a pastor, I can't control what you think, and I don't want to control what you think. But I hope, I pray that as you sit here today, you're not like, oh, well, pastor's not preaching again. Wonder what he's done all week. That's beside the point. Whether I'm preaching the word or not, God has a message for us, as Andrew prayed, that we would listen to the Spirit speak, and let's be responsive. One of the things that we prayed for this morning as we gathered the few men of that pray together each Sunday morning, I prayed that, Lord, would you do something in us so that we would be changed, that when we leave here today, we would be different than when we walked in here. And I've often prayed that for us, and it is my heart's cry today, that you would sense and respond to the Spirit of God working and moving in you. And it wouldn't be about entertainment. It wouldn't be about, wow, this is great. The missionaries were here. They're doing such a great work. We want to rejoice in all of that, but we will miss a part of what this whole purpose of gathering to worship the Lord is if we don't meet with Him and ask Him to do a work in us. And so that's my prayer, that we will be changed today. Amen? And so we'll start by watching the video, and then we look forward to having each of you join us. Thank you.
Let the living God be praised among the nations was the prayer of the saints of the Old Testament. The psalmist said, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Paul said that Christ was proclaimed that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. And Jesus said, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, and prayed, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that the Son may glorify thee. Someday in heaven, the desire of the Old Testament saints, the plan of God the Father, and the heart's desire of God the Son will be fully realized when we stand and praise God, redeemed out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, saying together, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. For of him and through him and to him are all things. Whom be glory forever. Amen. Our heart, our desire is to see the
Well, where do we start?
Well, I guess we should start at the beginning.
Then I guess you should go first, since you are far, far older than me.
Too many fars in there, only by 6 months. But okay, my parents came to Japan by freighter as missionaries in 1955. They worked planting a church in Kagoshima City, Japan.
They had twin boys, one of whom was deaf. Really, our story is one that spans three generations. And at that time, you weren't born yet.
Nope. I was born a couple years later in the city of Kyoto, but grew up in the city of Kagoshima. I realized my sin and trusted in Christ as my Savior when I was 8 years old. I guess it's your turn.
I was born in Cleveland, Ohio. My parents trusted in Christ when I was a child and began taking me to church. One day, after an argument with a classmate, a dear Christian teacher used my anger to convict me of my sin and told me how Christ had died in my place and rose again. I trusted in Christ that day, and when I was 11, I made a commitment to be a missionary after hearing a missionary speaker at a children's camp.
So, how does this boy from Cleveland get together with a girl from Kagoshima, Japan?
Well, we both attended Tennessee Temple University in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And Becky finally asked me to marry her.
Wait a minute. He always says this.
Okay. I knelt in front of Becky and asked her to do me the honor of becoming my wife before graduating from college. We were married in the summer of 1980, and I started seminary the next spring.
You managed to squish 3 years of seminary into 5.5 years.
Yes, but it was a great time. The Lord gave us two wonderful children, Billy and Danielle, the opportunity to form traveling singing groups and preach in churches all over America, and to me, a job at Services for the Deaf in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That and many other experiences helped prepare us for the years ahead.
We joined ABWE and started raising support in 1988 and arrived in Japan as a family August 29, 1990.
We first went to the city of Katarizawa in the mountains to study Japanese at a small language school there. I started from scratch. You were born and grew up in Japan, not fair at all.
I studied too, and for nearly 2 years there, it was wonderful. Lots of great memories, monkeys too.
Monkeys. And my first Japanese teacher later became the pastor of our first church.
God going before us. He is amazing.
He truly is. In the summer of 1992, we moved to southern Japan to work with experienced missionaries, the Horaces, to start the Kibo Baptist Church in Ida. They left Japan a year later, but we stayed until the Lord provided a pastor for the church in 2013.
Early meetings were held in public buildings, and then a rented building, and then near the end of our first six-year term, we were able to purchase land, and with the help of 38 volunteers from the States, our first church building was completed in 8 weeks. Amazing weeks.
We held the dedication service on May 12th, 1996. That year, we went on our first furlough.
We are so grateful for the 35 years the Lord has given us in Japan.
How in the world can we condense nearly 35 years into 10 minutes?
Well, you often say that as church planters, we spread the gospel in many, many different ways, never knowing what God will use.
That's true. Well, let's talk about some of those ways. How about camps?
Well, we had kids camps, teen camps, English camps, adult camps. They were fun and just a wonderful time, but an incredible amount of work.
We took care of the camp facility, advertised the camps, prepared the food, the program, games, everything. Over the years, many dozens of people made professions of faith at camp.
And no, we did not do it alone. We are grateful for missionary colleagues and Japanese believers who worked with us.
Yep. We couldn't have had the ministry we had without single lady missionaries who worked with us, and missionary families who covered for us during furloughs, and at times worked with us. And we're thankful for each of them.
And equally thankful for national Japanese believers and leaders who faithfully did the work of the ministry as well. True of everything the Lord gave us to do, it wasn't just us.
That's for sure. It was never just us. How about work with the deaf in Japan?
Well, at each of our churches, we worked with the deaf as well.
Over the years, I preached thousands of sermons and taught thousands of Bible studies, and you interpreted for almost all of it. Thanks, Becky.
It was my joy. I love interpreting for my husband.
We also spoke at other deaf churches and numerous deaf camps in different areas of Japan.
Churches and camps started by and run by deaf leaders in Japan. We were honored to have a part.
And we can't forget Bible school teaching. Dozens of classes, both at our church and other churches over the years.
And ordinations. You spoke at or led ordinations for several deaf and hearing pastors in Japan.
Including our own son, Billy, who now pastors the Akita Bible Baptist Church of Akita, Japan.
Both Billy and Danielle married Japanese believers. All are serving the Lord in Japan, and we have three great-grandchildren. Well, they're not great-grandchildren, they're grandchildren that are great.
As well, yeah. One night, almost 20 years ago, three teenage boys came to our house to tell us they had trusted in Christ after being witnessed to by another boy in our church. One of them was Takuya Kajihara. At that time, we had no idea he would become our son-in-law.
Billy and his wife lead the church in Akita, and Danielle and her husband Takuya are leaders in the church in Aida. Takuya is one of the church leaders who often preaches, and Takuya and Danielle are very active in college and teen evangelism and discipleship. By God's grace, all the dreams we had when we came to Japan 35 years ago were multiplied through our children.
That's for sure. One other high point of our years in Japan was organizing and leading gospel choirs. They were fun. Mm-hmm. They were made up of both Christians and non-Christians from the community. Both in practices and in concerts, we had freedom to explain the meaning of the songs and share the gospel.
And we both loved praising the Lord in song together.
We also taught English as a way to share the gospel and make contacts.
They actually had lotteries to see who in the city could get into the class.
That's true.
But most of those who were saved trusted in Christ after a personal one-on-one Bible study, often at our kitchen table. These were always high points in our life. But many rejected Christ. Others, out of fear of family rejection or friction, turned aside, but some boldly accepted and followed Christ.
And what a joy when those who believed were baptized. The Japanese people are said to be the second largest unreached people group in the world, and the Buddhist and Shinto majority often oppose outward confession of Christ through baptism. Thus, each baptism is a victory for the cross of Christ.
There are so many personal stories that we would like to share of conversations during teen and children's work, ladies and men's meeting, a multitude of special meetings and activities, English services at the Prefectural University, rebuilding projects, as well as many sorrows and discouragements. But the Lord was faithful through it all.
He sure was.
We left Kibo Baptist Church in Aida in 2013 in the faithful hands of Pastor Tago and his wife Naomi. That was one of the hardest things we've ever done.
True.
And moved about an hour and a half away to start a new church in the city of Izumi. After 10 years of experiencing God's continued grace and mercy, Pastor Hiroki Minamida and his wife Junko came to lead the church and are leading it today, along with our faithful co-workers, Takeshi and Ako.
When we pray, we often thank the Lord for faithful churches and individuals like you, who have given sacrificially and prayed for us through the years to give us the joy of sharing the gospel in Japan. And it is a joy. No words can adequately express our gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Lord, your mercy is so that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in miry clay, making sinners into saints. And I will always sing your praise here on earth and ever after. For you've shown me heaven's my true home when it's all been said and done. You are my life when life is gone.
This is a song I wrote 15 years ago about, and it's about Jesus being our greatest joy. Ima watashi wa どうして、こんなに幸せかと聞くあなたに答えを。イエスは私の命。罪だらけのこの心、払い流し。 許してくれたイエスが代わりに罪の罰を受け死んだイエスは世に会えられた罪どれほど心を 苦しめ人傷つけどうしようもないよ自分で取り除いてくれた。 罪だらけのこの心洗い流し許してくれたイエスが代わりに罪の罰を受け死んだイエスはよみがえられた。あなたにありがとう、代わりに罰を受けて今私は自由にあなたを褒め歌う。 I'm free, free from the wrath of the Father. I'm free, free from my chains of sin. I'm free, free from the guilt of all I've done wrong. I'm free, free to praise your name. 今私はどうしてこんなに幸せかと聞くあなたに答えを。イエスは私の、イエスは私の、イエスは私の命。
Good morning, everyone.
おはようございます。
I'm Takuya Kajihara.
私はの名前はたけし、あ、ごめん。Kajihara Takuya です。
今日僕は皆さんと一緒に本当の神を礼拝賛美できることを心から嬉しく思っています。
I'm just so delighted to be able to share with you the opportunity to worship the true and living God.
まず最初に本当に皆さんが日本のために祈ってくれて、そしてお父さんお母さんたちをサポートしてくれていることを本当に心からありがとうございます。
Just want to thank you for your prayers over the years for supporting my mom and dad.
お父さんたちが本当に日本というめちゃくちゃ遠い国に来てくれて、そのおかげで僕は皆さんのサポートを通して僕はイエス様と出会い、イエス様を信じることができました。
Because mom and dad came from faraway country, came to Japan, shared the gospel. I was able to hear about Jesus Christ and be saved.
本当に心からありがとうございます。
And from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you.
そして本当に僕は心から神様の恵みに感謝しています。
And from the bottom of my heart, I just want to give thanks for the grace of God.
僕はどんなふうにイエス様と出会ったのかを皆さんとお分かちしたいなと思います。
I'm going to take a few minutes and tell about how I met Jesus Christ.
僕がイエス様と出会ったのは僕が高校生の時でした。
I first heard about Jesus Christ when I was in high school.
その時僕はもう本当に言うと普通の高校生。
I was just a normal, very regular high school student.
日本教会ものすごい少ないから教会にも行ったこともないし、
There are hardly any churches in our part of Japan, of course, so I've never been to a church or seen a church.
イエス様のことをもう家族も何にも知らない。
Of course, nobody in my entire family would know anything about Jesus.
でも僕は高校の時に一つどうしても解決できない悩みを持ってた。
There was one fear and worry in my heart that I just didn't have an answer for.
僕は何のために生きてるんだろうって。
Why am I alive?
だってこの人生で僕は 例えば100年生きるけれども、この僕が死んだ後100年後に僕のことを覚えている人多分誰もいない。
If I were to die in 100 years, would anybody even remember me? Would, do I have any importance whatsoever?
例えばすごい才能を持っているエジソンだったりとかマイケル・ジョーダンとかだったら、僕その歴史に名前を残すことができる覚えている人がいるかもしれない。
There are some various people like Edison and Michael Jordan, various people. Then 100 years, people will remember them, but nobody would remember me.
僕みたいな普通の人間はそんなこと決してできないだろうって思ってた。
What's the purpose of a person like me being alive?
でも死は必ず自分にやってくる。
But in all of us do die.
じゃあなんで僕はこの100年間この人歴史の中で意味がないのに生きてるんだろうって思ってました。
What's the purpose of living in this world for a lifetime and then dying having no memory of you whatsoever to come?
じゃあ僕は自分の人生を自分で楽しめばいいかなっていうふうにもう考えた。
I thought maybe just all you're supposed to do with your life is just have fun.
だけど僕はそれは僕自身は難しいなっていうふうに思ってました。
I wasn't sure that I could really live that type of life anyway.
その性格もあるけど、そのこの社会を見たときに本当に悪いニュースはたくさんある。
I look at the world and the news and I find out there's bad news all over.
人殺しもあるし、嘘つきもあるし、騙しもあるし、いろんな犯罪もたくさんある。
People kill each other and fool each other and take things from each other and all sorts of bad stuff.
この社会の中で僕はじゃあどうやってこの喜びを持って生きていけばいいんだって解決ができなかった。
I looked at this world and I thought, is there any way to, there's a solution for this?
そんな中で僕は友達が教会に僕を誘ってくれたんですね。
And then in the midst of that, a friend invited me to come to church.
僕はなんか新しいもの見たいなって思って教会に行きました。
And I'm thinking, oh, this is something new. I might as well go. So he came to church.
そしたら僕はびっくりして、なんかこの人たちは輝いて見えた。
And I looked at the chain of the church and I was like, everybody in the church is like they're shining and sparkly.
なんでこの人たちこんなに他人同士で愛し合えるんだろうって思ったら、この人たちが信じている神様が本物だからだと僕は思った。
So, you know, I looked at the church and everybody they seemed to love each other and they're just so different. And the only thing I could say is that the God that they worship is the real God.
僕はこの人たちと同じ神様を信じたいなって本当に思って。
And I thought to myself, I'd love to believe in the living God like they do.
僕は聖書を勉強し始めて。
So I started reading and studying the Bible.
イエス様が僕の汚い罪のために死んで蘇ってくださったんだっていうことを心からそれを信じました。
And I, from reading the Bible, I believe that Jesus Christ died in my place for my terrible sins and rose again.
本当に感謝しかない。No.
And there's nothing I can do but just say thank you.
日本っていうものすごいちっちゃい国の田舎にある鹿児島の僕を見つけてイエス様は愛してくれた。
In all the world, one little country, one little part of that country, one little tiny person, God loved me.
こんな、こんな罪を持っている汚い僕を命をかけてイエス様は愛してくれた。
And from my bottom of my heart, I just love Jesus Christ, who loved, died, and loved dirty, sinful me.
本当にもう感謝しかない。
There's nothing I can say, just be thankful.
聖書の御言葉にエペソの中にあなた方は以前は暗闇でしたが今は主にあった光となりました光の子供らしく歩みなさいっていう言葉があります。
In Ephesians it says In the past you were in darkness but now are in light walk as children of light.
その言葉は僕にすごい当てはまるなっていうふうに思っています。
That's just a verse that's just really left in my heart.
僕は以前はもう本当に暗闇の中に生きてた何の楽しみも喜びもないただただただ生きてるだけの人生でした。
In the past, I was just walking in darkness. There's really no reason for my life whatsoever. That's all. That was just me.
でも今はイエス様にあって光となりました。変えられたよっていうふうに。
And through Christ, I am a child of the light now.
そして今光の子供らしくイエス様のように歩きなさいっていう僕に。生きる目的を与えてくれた。
And to, as a child of light, walk as a child of light, it gives me a purpose for my life.
僕は自分の人生を喜びに変えられたものとしてイエス様のことを本当に伝えたいなって思っている。
And as a person who's been changed through the power of the gospel, I have the joy of being able to tell other people about Jesus Christ.
僕は高校生の時にイエス様を信じてもう20年ぐらい経つけど、もちろん苦しい時ももちろんある。だけど。イエス様がずっと僕を愛し続けて支え続けてくれたことは本当に喜びです。
And I look back at my 20 years since trusting in Jesus Christ. Of course, I've had hard times. But as I think of Christ's love, Jesus' love for me, there's nothing I can have but joy.
今日本の中には昔の僕みたいに苦しんでいる人がたくさんいます。
If I look at Japan today, there's people that I was just like me, all over Japan.
この人生を何とかしたいともがいてるけれども、でも答えがない人たちではやっぱりたくさんいます。
There are people with no joy in their lives, that have meaningless lives, that need to hear about Jesus Christ.
だからぜひ日本のためにお祈りしてください。
And I'll pray that I'll be used to reach them in Japan.
僕の両親も僕の友達もまだイエス様のことを知らない、信じてない。
My parents, my friends, my family don't know Jesus Christ.
だけど日本にも本当にたくさん救われるべき魂がたくさんありますから、ぜひお祈りしてほしいなと思います。
And there are just so many people that need to be saved in Japan that need to be prayed for.
僕自身もイエス様のことを伝えたいなって本当に思ってます。
And I want to be a person who tells other people about Jesus Christ.
イエス様の信じる喜びは本当にもう今日の賛美素晴らしかった。すごく嬉しかった。
There really is joy in believing and serving Jesus.
本当の神はイエス様しかいないなって心から思う。それを伝えたいなって。
He is the living God, and that's what I want to tell other people as well.
僕たちの教会はだいたい毎週25人。
The church that I attend and I speak at, it has usually only about 25 people every week.
子供を含めて。
That includes the kids even.
それでも心から同じか皆さんと同じ神様を心から賛美している。
But we are praising and serving and following the same God.
また改めてここの教会の礼拝をして、あ、同じ神様を賛美できる喜びは何事にも変えがたいなって思っています。
Coming to this church and being part of this worship service, it's just such a joy to be able to praise together the same God.
改めて皆さん方がイエス様を愛し従って私たちを支えてくれている祈ってくれていることを心からありがとうございます。
Thank you for being a part of my life and part of the God's work in our lives to change us for His glory.
僕も僕の家族もまた皆さんのために祈り続けたいなと思います。
We want to continue to pray for us and we're going to continue to pray for you.
Thank you very much.
ありがとうございました。Good enough. And thank you for this time, Pastor Varner. It's good to be here with you this morning. I just have about two things to say in addition before I start my little chunk. One is, this CD that's out there is for you free. This is not to pay for. This is a gift to you. So if you don't take it, have you ever been given a gift and you turned it back? People would be very upset with you. So we'd love for you to have a copy of the CD. Just take it on your way home. It's for you. It's a sort of a fusion, has primarily Japanese, and I apologize for that, a little bit of English too. All the songs except one were written, the words and music by our daughter. One of them was written, the words and music by our daughter-in-law, who is sort of the pastor's wife of church up in Akita. And normally she sung with the pastor's wife at our first church, whose name is Naomi. She wasn't here, so Becky became the Naomi. So thank you. And our granddaughter sang this one. It's pretty cool. Three generations. Isn't that pretty cool? Pretty good. You're welcome to one of these. Please take it. They are not missionaries. Neither is my son a missionary. He's a pastor of a church in way up north. So they don't have any extra money. We get money to come back to visit you guys. So they came at their own expense. If you'd like to help them out, there's a little basket there. Don't feel like you have to put anything in, but anything you put in the basket, we'll just give to them because it costs a lot of money to bring a whole family to America and travel around. So thank you very much. And one other thing, our little presentation was sort of made in the attitude, this is our entire career, because we're both, when we get back to Japan, of course, Becky's far older than I am, as you already found out. When we both get back to Japan, we'll both be 68. And we plan, if the Lord gives us health, to retire at 70 and just live in Japan until we die. We have kids there to keep us from getting kooky. And we'll help the church as best we can at that time. Yeah, best, especially our daughter. She already thinks we're kooky, so it doesn't have far to go. But, I don't know that we'll ever pass this way again. So that's sort of like a final thank you and final words. And if we get back to Ohio and Pastor Varner is nice to us, we may visit you again. Who knows? But we'll see at that time, yeah. Actually, I joke about Pastor and Lisa Varner. They're easily some of the most gracious, kindest pastors we have ever met anywhere. And we, that's not a joke. It really is. You guys are great. Just appreciate it. And the whole church, you guys are great. Okay, take your Bibles. And turn with me to, and I got to open mine as well, to Acts chapter, here you go. Got to start to hold things and do that at the same time. Acts chapter 14, and we're going to look at verse 27. Acts chapter 14, verse 27. This is at the end of what is called the first missionary journey of Paul and Barnabas. They went up through Cyprus and through Turkey, and they were gone for a while, started churches, amazing stories. They came back to the church that sent them out, Antioch. And actually, missionary presentations are modeled on this. This is what we do. So I'm going to read verse 27. Here goes. And when they arrived and gathered the church together, by the way, the church is not the building or just a bunch of people in the building. There are people who have believe that as a result of our sin, God promised to send a Messiah. Jesus is that Messiah. He came, he died for our sin in our place, was buried, rose again, was seen, and trusting in that for their forgiveness and eternal life. If that is you today, you're part of the church, you're my brothers and sisters, we'll spend eternity together, hearing each other's testimonies maybe. Wouldn't that be cool? If that is not you, you're in tremendous danger today. Just invite you to trust in Jesus Christ. You don't know how much more time you have. Trust in him. Anyway, they gathered the church together. They declared their creativity and cleverness, their innovation. Does it say that? It doesn't say that at all. It says they declared all that God had done with them and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. Becky and I have been missionaries for quite a few years. As a missionary, if you start to ascribe any of your success, put that in quote marks, any of your success to your own cleverness or creativity or innovation or intentionality, your program, you've come up with something new. You're a fool. And possibly divisive, because of course you got it right and everybody else got it wrong, so they need to do it your right way. As Becky and I look back on our years in Japan, we're reminded again and again and again and again that it was by God's grace and by his doing all along the way. And I want to share just a couple stories this morning. I look at the watch and I make sure I have so many stories I could write a book about what God has done in Japan. Amazing things that God has done in Japan. I'm just going to tell two this morning because of time, okay? But why is this so important? To make it clearly that it's what God has done and not what Bill and Becky have done. And I think there's three reasons. First, anything that does not turn to praise turns to, can anybody tell me? Pride. Anything that doesn't turn to praise turns to pride. You need to realize, once again, every single thing that God does is to his glory, not because of our genius or our cleverness or creativity or whatever it may be. Secondly, it leads to true humbleness. When you read the Bible, you find that God prizes humility. Again and again, this theme comes out in the Bible, how much God prizes humility. And humility is not sitting in a corner, in a little pool of your own self-pity. It is standing strong and tall, trusting in and depending in the living God. And thirdly, why this is so important, if we realize that we are never sufficient, it was never through our own power, it was never through our own ability that we do anything, it was all done through the power and the ability of God, then all of a sudden we're emboldened to try great things for God. So two quick stories. I'm just going to do two this morning. Yeah, two. One, it's God who saves. It's God who saves. I have been asked quite a few times, this is a very funny question people ask missionaries. How many people have you saved? I sometimes open up and look at my belt and say, oh, there's no notches there. I have shared the gospel with one or in groups to thousands of people over the years, easily thousands of people over the years. I haven't saved a single one. And you can look at me and say, well, you're a failure as a missionary. Well, that may be true, but that's not the end of the story, is it? It's never the missionary who saves. It's God who saves. Jesus said, no one comes unto the Father unless the Father draws him. In 1 Corinthians 1:29, it says, it is by him, God, you are in Christ Jesus. Who saves? God saves. And as we look back at us years as missionaries in Japan, we're reminded again and again, it wasn't us, it was God. And I could tell story after story. It's like Bill and Becky did nothing, did they? Because it's God who saves. I must do just one. Mr. Ida. Mr. Ida worked on he was the first man who made a profession of faith and got baptized at our first church. He worked on his doctorate in chemical engineering at Penn State University. So he wasn't the dullest knife in the drawer. Very sharp guy. He came to church and a series of events brought him our way, and all got at work. And he wanted to believe, but he stumbled at the story of creation. He thought aside, if he wanted to believe the Bible, he needed to believe the whole Bible. And in the beginning of the Bible, it says that not that matter existed from all eternity, and things evolved over millions and billions of years into what we have now by chance, but that a living God created all things out of nothing, and not only that, over a short period of time. And how could he believe that? Everywhere he'd gone, every teacher he'd ever heard, every professor with a degree that he had heard believed in evolution. He had never heard that there was such a thing as a doctorate that believed in creation. That didn't seem possible. And I had gone to seminary. As you heard, it took 5.5 years for me to get 3 years in, so I wasn't exactly too bright anyway. Just gotten out of language school. I'd just been paying people to listen to me speak Japanese. And I couldn't really explain it well to him. And I didn't have the degree to be respected anyway. Neither did Becky. And then God stepped in. We've never had a story like this before. Never again. And truthfully, we've never had anybody who stumbled that much at creationism. Most other people just like, yeah. They never really thought that strongly of that evolution story anyway. Truthfully. That isn't a big barrier normally. I get a call one day. There's a guy from California, an American, who came to our state. We're prefectural. You have states, we have prefectures. You have Ohio State, we have Kagoshima University. That's where Takeo went to school, to Kagoshima University. They had a famous geologist come and speak at a seminar at their university. I don't know what exactly how famous he was, but he was famous enough that they paid for him to come out to Japan and speak at the seminar. And I get a call from this guy. We're like 30 minutes from the university, and very few churches where we are. We have in our area 0.1% people who would claim to be Christians, and far less that would be evangelical. Now, your average church is well under 15, and there's just a few of them. And I get a call. We had just started the church. We have no place on the internet. There is no. We didn't have a website, nothing. I get a call one morning. He says, I got your name from somebody. Could I come to church on Sunday morning? And I didn't know the guy from Adam. And I said, oh, sure, if you can. I asked about him, and what do you know? Of course, he was a Christian. Not only that, he was also a traveling speaker for the Institute of Creation Research. I said, man, could you speak on Sunday? He said, I'd love to. I said, could you speak on creationism? He said, I'd love to. And I couldn't interpret for him because I couldn't get my Japanese up that high. Even for Becky, it would have been hard. But Mr. Ida just worked on his doctorate in chemical engineering at Penn State. Mr. Ida interpreted for him. We ate together. Afterward, they spoke for a couple hours. To make the story just squish up really quick, in the end, Mr. Ida, his wife, all three of his daughters, who are all following the Lord now, his oldest daughter is a pastor's wife up in Osaka. His youngest daughter is a worship leader. By the way, the songs this morning were awesome. I couldn't have chosen better myself. I don't know where the other guy is, but thank you. They were just, I love those songs. In London, no less. They were all baptized at that church, and he's still part of the leadership team at the church today. Now, let me ask you, who saved Mr. Ida? Thank you, class. Who gets the glory for that? God, right? Not only that, God protects his church. God protects his church. It says in 1 Thessalonians, I brought this so I could read it. 1 Thessalonians, the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Actually, in the garden, we talked about keeping us from the evil one as well. I've seen this so many times. Our first church building, we've had three building projects over the years, but our first church building, which at least one person here has been to, maybe two. I know Jessica, wherever you are, was there. Yeah, hi, Jessica. And maybe Tom, I don't know, but there's a couple of you have been to our church building. Our first church building, when we built it, we didn't have much money, of course. So we bought land sort of on the edge of the city, and we brought all the building materials from America except for sheetrock and paint and those type of things you really can't bring over. Back then, the yen was very strong, so any money sent back from Japan to America was worth a lot. And American building materials were very cheap. It's totally different now. The yen is very weak. American building materials are incredible. I mean, I don't know how you guys buy houses here. It's just crazy. So we built this thing. We had a Japanese architect, a Japanese carpenter, both unsaved, that helped us out. The carpenter never drove a nail, but you need those people to get pass code and to say that you've done it right. So he would come and check on us from time to time and sign any forms that need to be formed. And we had 38 volunteers come from the States. We had people at the church worked. Becky and I worked there every day. All we remember is for 8 weeks, our bodies just throbbed every day. We just woke up throbbing and we went to bed throbbing. We were just exhausted for 8 weeks. It was just absolutely amazing. But got down to the last week. And I met with the carpenter, and he says, you're going to have your occupancy permit inspection on Friday. In Japan, just like here, you have codes, and if you don't get an occupancy permit, you can't use the building. And I said, how are we doing? He says, oh, I think your building's well built. You should have no problems, but you should know one thing. According to Japanese law, any building materials brought from America need to be sent to a separate site, reinspected, and restamped. And I said, I didn't know that. I had called other missionaries, other builders, people who supposedly knew what they were going on. And this guy, this carpenter I was working with, had also brought building materials from America. And nobody had told me this. I mean, I just had no idea. And I said, well, nobody told me this. Everybody said I wouldn't have any problems at all. I could just bring him over and build the building. He says, well, that's because we all know the secret. What you do is you go to a local building material store. You buy a piece of wood. You lean it against the wall. When the inspectors come out to inspect your building, you ask them, they ask you, well, did you use reinspected, you know, properly stamped and graded building materials in this building? You say, well, just like that piece of wood there. And I looked at him and I said, sir, I'm a Christian. I can't do that. That would be a lie. And he shook his head and he said, baka yaro, baka baka, which means you stupid fool, you're an idiot. Sometimes if you follow the Lord, people will think you're a stupid fool and idiot, right? And he says, if you don't do that, you won't be able to use the building. You might as well just shut it down. You can tear the thing down. You can burn it up. It's not any use to you because you have to get the occupancy permit to use the building. And I said, I'm sorry, I still can't do that. Now, you'd like to hear Bill be a hero, but you're going to hear that Bill's a dud, which I knew from, you know, I knew from the very beginning. I heard that, and here's what I thought immediately. Bill, you destroyed the Lord's plan. You messed up. As a result of you messing up, God's plan to start a church here in Japan is destroyed. There's nothing you can do about it. I didn't pray. I didn't ask my wife to pray. I didn't ask the people in the church to pray. Every day I went into work to the church to work and did the final finishing. I have a little background in carpentry. I did some this and that and every day. And I just sat in there and brooded. And thought to myself, here's what's going to happen. We're not going to get the occupancy permit. The church that we started, we already had a group of people, and they'd given very, very, a lot of money to this thing. And they're going to find out what a fool I've been. They're going to stop coming to church. The news is going to get back to West Hill Baptist Church in Akron, Ohio, and they're going to drop me. I'm going to have to leave Japan. And I pictured myself somewhere on the beach in California, selling hot dogs. You wonder why California? It's because I know nobody in California. I thought that'd be a good place to hide. This is the way it was. What an idiot you are to think that you can destroy God's work. It's not that simple, is it? Wednesday, we get the Japanese newspaper. The occupancy permit inspection was on Friday. I get the Japanese newspaper, and I look at the headline, and open it up, and the headline says that Mickey Cantor, who was the trade representative for the United States, was in Japan talking to the prime minister, had been for some days, of Japan. They, back then, they had these problems with tariffs and trade. I know you don't have any of that now, but back then, thank you for laughing. Anyway, back then, there were tariff and trade discussions. And of course, America says, oh, we're importing all your Toyotas and Sonys, and you should be able to take back some of our wood without going through these separate inspections, which rise the cost, and then people won't buy it anyway. So they signed a new treaty, and that was the headline, brand new treaty between the United States and Japan, that from that day forward, from Wednesday, you could use American building materials just as they were without having them reinspected in Japan to build your building. I picked up the newspaper, I took it to Becky and showed it to her. She was not impressed. She had no idea what was going on. I took it to the carpenter and just nodded his head. We had the building inspection on that Friday, no problem whatsoever. It was used. Sunday morning is already done there in Japan. They already had the service there this Sunday in the morning, still being used to this day to the glory of God. Who protected the church? God. Who deserves the glory? And that's the way it should be. Years ago, we had deaf people in both of our churches. There was a guy named Mr. Atta, and he helped me clean up after a special service we had. I'm always happy when somebody stayed behind, helped me clean up. And we're cleaning up when it's all done. I went over him and I said, thank you, which is Japanese sign language. And he signed to me, I'm going to sign this to you, and you will understand it even without knowing any sign language, okay? Here it is. I said, thank you very much, and he did this. Right? Here's the conclusion of the matter. And again, you know, the song's perfect. We do not we do not serve a weak Lord out of pity, fearing that without me, his plan would be undone. He'd be without hope. Our God is all-knowing and almighty. He rides on the clouds. He's sovereign, in total control of everything. With a word, with a gesture of his hand, he's created everything you see in the universe, and nothing, absolutely nothing, can stop his plan. It's not that he needs us so much, but that we are privileged to serve him. And what a privilege it is. Can we stop in prayer? Dear Father in heaven, thank you for the privilege of serving you. And may the truth of your sovereignty and providence embolden us to serve you. We love you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let me just say this. Don't apologize. Okay. Right? I think I'm just getting old. Man. Whew. Our God is a good God, amen? And he desires to use us. And when we see people who are faithful as instruments, it encourages us. And as Bill shared, it should embolden us to continue to live for him. Not for ourselves, not for the world, not striving after the world, but to live for Jesus. And each one of you have that opportunity. And each one of you have a unique calling that God has given you. And my question to you, how are you doing in that? And the truth is, we've all failed. We've all made mistakes. I think why I'm so emotional, Bill, I've been there feeling like, man, I've ruined what God was going to do. And yet, God is so faithful. And he doesn't need us, but he takes joy in using us. And he wants to use you for his glory. Bill and Becky, we can't say enough how thankful we are for your 35 years. And to have two more years of official ministry, but we know ministry is more than just official. It's just part of your lives. It's part of your heartbeat, and that's evident. It's evident every time that you've come back and you've met with us and you've shown the love of Jesus. I remember the music group that you brought years ago, and in the early 2000s, the Gospel Lambs, that they came and they sang and we housed them, and again, God has used you greatly. Thank you for sharing your testimony, Danielle, your song, and to have your daughter share in part of that, the three generations, very sweet. And so we praise the Lord for you. We're thankful for you. And it encourages us as we think about Faith Promise missions. For the last three Sundays, we've handed out a sheet to you as you come in the door. And I know some of you are like, I am tired of getting that. And it's okay. It'll stop next week. But we've asked you to pray. We've asked for you to pray. And part of, I hope, what you've heard and what you've seen is that missions has many different facets. And God may not call you to Japan, but God's called us as a church to be able to give and to be able to pray that God will continue to work in Japan and that God will continue to work in Portugal or England or all the different places. In Akron, Lisa and I were privileged. We were able to go on Monday to the Gideons, a Gideon banquet, and how to hear a testimony of how God's word is faithful. It's amazing, God's word, and how he continues to use his word. And that's where the power comes from. It's alive and active. And then we were able to go Thursday to another banquet. That's why I look a little larger. I had to wear a jacket today to cover up for Akron Pregnancy Services. And to think that there were 585 children that were saved, babies that are breathing today because of that ministry. Tremendous. And we get to be a part of that. A small part. And we don't puff out our chests to say, look at us. Because that's pride. But we give praise to God. We give praise to God for what he's doing. Because in a culture where it's very negative, where we see that God is doing a lot of positive. And so we praise him for that. Just quick update before I pray for us, before we dismiss. I just want to give you a couple updates. First on Gwen Stein. Gwen is doing wonderful. We praise God for that. She was able to walk down to the corner of the road yesterday from her house, and we just praise the Lord. If you didn't know, Gwen had a redoing of her spine. Simple layman terms, her spine looked like this, and now her spine looks like this. And so major, about 6.5 hour surgery on Tuesday, And we just praise the Lord that she's home and doing well, and continue to keep praying for her. Pray for Greg and Joelle and for Bennett, and they've seen God do some great things this week, so we praise the Lord for that. Also, just want to continue to pray for Pam's family, and Nick and Tammy are here with us this morning, and Pam served very faithfully here. Pastor David and I were talking, and I see Pastor David get choked up. That's even worse. So 2006, 2007, around in that time, she came. 2008 was her first Christmas kids program that she put on. And we praise the Lord for Pam, for her life that she lived. She lived well. She loved Jesus. She loved children. She loved you. She loved her church. And today, she's with Jesus. And we praise the Lord for that. And so we don't have any details about the service and when we'll honor Pam and give glory to God and give the gospel message. But we thank the Lord for her. And just ask that you would continue to pray for Nick and Tammy and Dennis as well, her husband, and for the rest of the family there as they walk through this. It's such a dichotomy, right? Like there's, on one hand, we grieve, and yet we rejoice on the other hand, because we know to be absent in the body is to be present with Jesus. And so we're thankful for that. So I know some of you are hurting. You're walking through that too. And it's okay. It's okay to grieve. Jesus wept. It's okay to weep. And yet, to keep our eyes fixed, what is the hope? The hope is this isn't the end. In fact, as Billy Graham used to say, Pam is more alive than any of us today. And we thank the Lord for that. Would you stand and let's pray together? Just a quick reminder, there is choir practice tonight. And so if you want to join the choir for Christmas as we look forward to that, come out and join us tonight for that. See Bob if you have any questions. And let's pray together. Lord, we praise your name. There is no other name under heaven that by which we can be saved. It's the name of Jesus. That is the name that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess is Lord one day. And while we know that is to come and probably very soon, Lord, we declare Jesus as our Lord today. And I pray for anyone who's heard the testimony this morning, who hasn't yet trusted Jesus as their Savior and Lord, that they would do that right now. To believe that Jesus died on the cross for their sin, was buried and rose again, conquering sin and taking the penalty of death for us, claiming him as Savior. Lord, we thank you for loving us that much. We thank you that we have the great privilege of living for you. And this morning is a reminder, it's an encouragement, it's a challenge. Lord, our lives are short and you desire to use us, not for our own glory, but for your praise. And so, Lord, may we continue to be people who are humble, who seek after your face, who allow your spirit to lead us and guide us, who walks according to your word and your truth, the truth that you have defined, not how we define truth. But Lord, may we walk according to your truth and according to your spirit as you lead us, may we be obedient to you. And when we see these results, Lord, or as we face difficulty or persecution, no matter what may happen, Lord, may you be honored and glorified. May you be praised. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of coming together to give you honor, to give you praise, and thank you for meeting with us today. Thank you for changing us, and may we allow you to continue to mold us as we leave from here. Lord, I pray for Bill and Becky. Lord, as they continue to travel on their furlough here in the States, I pray for their protection, for guidance, for provision. Lord, may you continue to bless them as they share, Lord, of how you continue to use them as your tools and instruments. And Lord, thank you for their humility. Thank you for their willingness to allow you to move them and to use them for your kingdom. Thank you for their faithfulness as staff members of West Hill Baptist Church. Lord, that they have served you and served us so well. Lord, we thank you for their children who continue to serve you faithfully and for their families. May you continue to bless them and provide for them in wonderful and great ways for your honor. Lord, as we leave here for now, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would give us strength in our faith. May we grow in our understanding more of who you are, and may we continue to walk obediently for your glory and for your kingdom. And we pray this in the precious name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week.